I know you looked at the worship guide, you looked at the title of the message, you went, Elder Care. We're going to talk about caring for our senior saints among the body. Well, no, but I would like to do a little bit of a joke for you to give you something to talk about as you're groaning during the Super Bowl. A senior citizen lady was driving down the road and her foot got a little heavy and she got a little fast. She was going 65 in a 40-mile-an-hour zone. Policeman saw her, he hit his lights and his siren, and she pulled over. He asked her to roll down the window, which she did. He said, Madam, I'd like to see your license. She said, why? He said, you were speeding, you were way over the speed limit. She said, please, he said, please, can you show me your driver's license? She started digging her first purse. She said, I don't seem to be able to locate it, officer. He said, all right. He said, how about finding the registration for this car? I want to make sure this is your car. Can you find the registration? She dug for a while in the glove compartment. She said, I don't seem to be finding it, officer. He said, okay, wait right here. He called on his phone and he said, I'm having trouble with somebody here. They don't seem to have any identification at all for themselves or the car. So the sergeant came in his car and he went up to the car. He said, madam, do we have a problem here? She said, I hope not. He said, well, can I see your license? She said, oh, sure, here it is. He said, okay, everything seems to be in order. How about the registration? She said, oh, here it is. He said, ma'am, he said, the officer here told me that you didn't have these. She said, I'll bet he told you I was speeding, too. The elderly among us are sharper than you think. We have just completed an in-depth study of the book of Titus, and in that book we know that it was a letter written from Paul to Titus, who he had left in Crete, to continue the Christian work there. And there was quite a challenge there, and that's why Paul wrote him, because he knew that it was going to be a challenge, that the church, early church, and the church that continues will be challenging, and will have challenging times as well as joyful times. And that Cretan society was very corrupt. There were false teachings and teachers, along with sinful actions and living. In fact, in Titus 1:12, Paul wrote, it was one of them, the very own prophet, who said, Cretans are always liars, vicious brutes, lazy gluttons. And Paul even adds in 1:16, they are detestable, disobedient, unfit for any good work. So there was a lot of work to continue. And that's why he said in verse 5 of Titus 1, he said, the reason I left you in Crete was that you might straighten out what was left unfinished and appoint elders in every town as I directed you. So Paul said, I want you to continue the good work we've been doing because it's unfinished. And he also knew it would be more work than just for one leader, that one leader could handle. So he instructed him in the second part of verse 5 to appoint elders in the towns as well. If you do a thorough study through scriptures using the word elders, you'll find that there are a number of qualifications for this kind of a service. And most of them apply. We should all try to be living up to these. They also apply to many of them to the deacons that are set aside for certain ministries and, of course, for elders. Just a few of them are, they should have a good reputation. If married, they should be faithful to their spouse. They should be good examples to children. They must not be domineering or arrogant or greedy or quick-tempered or addicted to substances. They should be faithful in their tithes and offerings. They should be able to teach sound doctrine. They should not be violent but gentle, not quarrelsome. They should be hospitable, lovers of goodness, discerning, upright, devout, and self-controlled. And Paul adds in verse 9 of chapter 1 of Titus, they must hold firm to the trustworthy message that has been taught, so they can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it. In other words, dedicated servants to Christ and his church. So whether an elder or a deacon or a leader or a teacher or a staff person or any serving position in the church, it is a high calling. It is a great challenge to be called to serve in God's church. In Acts 20, verse 28, it has a related challenge. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. The eternal destiny of every human being hangs in balance. The suffering and death and resurrection of Jesus is real. The good news that was sent to save all from our sins is real. Sharing that good news and shepherding those who respond is serious. This sharing and shepherding is serious. As he said, it is what Jesus bought with his own blood. God's work is serious, and we need serious disciples of Jesus Christ to serve Christ and his church. And one of those groups who God calls to serve in serious love and oversight, they're called elders. Today I want to camp just a few moments on two aspects regarding elders. Very simple. One, I want to talk about caring elders, and secondly, about caring for elders. You heard the scripture reading of 1 Peter 5, 1-4. It says, "To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings, and one who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be. Not greedy for money, but eager to serve. Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away." In this very single passage, we find a very meaningful description of an elder's calling. The Apostle Paul says, "I consider this calling as a calling that is as high and as important to the church as his was. In a similar way, I as your senior pastor, Pastor Eddie as executive pastor, Pastor Paula as discipleship pastor, all the other pastors are also at an elder level. Although there are certain duties that we perform and are called to as professional staff, we also share in similar duties as elders with the same criteria and qualifications, including all of the same responsibilities." Simply put, the elder responsibility is in 1 Peter 5. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers. In that day that the passage was written, shepherding was intense work. Shepherds would lead the flock along the safe paths so they wouldn't go off and be harmed. They would lead the flock to fresh pasture and pure water. They watched them all day, taking care that none of the sheep strayed, and if they did, they would go find them and bring them back. Even during the night, the shepherd kept watch over the flock to protect them from enemies to the sheep and the flock. It was tireless work, and it was without any weekly church meetings as well. Does it sound familiar? From the sheep's point of view, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." You hear that, shepherding? All of your pastoral staff are here for you 24/7. We are honored to be called by God to pastor this flock of Pathways Baptist Church. And sharing with us in that concern and care are also our deacons, as well as our office staff, Kathy Stoffer and Kelly Durr. And today we also celebrate that sharing with us in that care are our elders. As staff, as deacons, as elders, we are here not for power, but for serving. And in our serving, we take our instructions from Jesus. In Mark 10:42-45, he said, Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who were regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lorded over them, and their high officials exercised authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. Whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man," speaking of himself, "did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many." Hear it. Whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave to all. to serve day in and day out in overseeing the care and the health of the flock of God at Pathways Baptist Church. Those are caring elders. There is a specific duty also that elders have as part of their role in the shepherding God's flock. Paul speaks of it in the verse 9 of Timothy 1. They must hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught, so that they can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it. Jesus also spoke of this in Matthew 7, 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Elders are to be persons who believe God's word, love God's word, stand on God's word, and are able to use God's word for encouragement and correction. As it's written in 2 Timothy 3, 14 to 17, but as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture, did it say some? Did it say some you want, some you don't want? No. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man, the person of God, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Elders are to know God's word well enough to be able to keep God's flock from harm physically and biblically. And like a shepherd will keep the flock from eating poisonous plants or drinking poisonous waters, an elder is responsible to protect God's flock from harmful spiritual food and influences. And we are all aware how daily our world regresses further and further away from God and His true word. And we are all well aware of the need in the churches around the world for godly leaders, as Paul wrote, who will hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught, so that those they can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it. These are caring elders. Elders who care in giving loving oversight to the personal care of God's flock. Elders who care to give historical biblical oversight to the spiritual feeding and theological protection of God's flock. Serving elders, shepherding elders, caring elders. Such solid leadership in the church is exactly what God has in mind. Well, then how do we care for elders? These men and women who you saw before you as elders have accepted a special call by God and His church at Pathways Baptist Church. They have committed themselves to listen to and to watch over this flock. They have committed themselves to pray like at no other time and to serve like at no other time at different levels, deep, deep levels, to serve this congregation along with its staff and leadership. Just think about the call and the responsibilities that your elders have accepted. Along with our faithfully serving deacons, they will also serve the body. Along with our pastoral staff, they will also serve the body. They have committed themselves to take more time away from their families and activities to pray, to serve, to meet, to discuss matters regarding the care and protection and the future of this flock in this church. They're not perfect. And they are all very real. And they are all individually and together. They all need your love, your encouragement, and your prayers. In relation to such leadership, it says in 1 Thessalonians 5, now we ask you, brethren, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. The passage begins with kind of an appeal. Now we ask you, Paul is appealing, please do these things. Respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord and who admonish you. As fellow Christians and brothers and sisters of those who are serving in leadership, have a regard and a respect for them. Recognize their place and their serious calling in God's flock and treat them accordingly. It says in 13, hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with one another. So kind of how do we care for those elders among us? First, respect them. Secondly, love them. Thirdly, help them. Fourthly, encourage them. And fifthly, pray for them. All who serve in any area of God's church are in highly responsible positions. We have to understand something. God's church is not a place for games. This is God's church. It is His established body for carrying out His plan for the world. This is serious work. It is a joyous place. It is a warm place. It is a kind place. But for all those things to happen, it takes serious commitment by serious servants behind the scenes and on top of the scenes. Respect them, love them, help them, encourage them, pray for them. Care for those who serve in this flock, including our shepherding elders. You know, if you're serving in this church, you know what this feels like. If you're a leader or a teacher or a deacon, a staff person or an elder, you know what it's like when people come up and say affirming things to you, that they're praying for you, that they love you, that they want to help you, they're going to encourage you. That is great stuff. Turn to somebody next to you and say these five things, but one at a time, please, after me. Turn to somebody and say, I respect you. Next, say, I love you. Now say, I will help you. Now say, I will encourage you. Now I will pray for you. How's that make you feel? Good. Yeah. We should be doing that for each other, and especially to those who have said, here, Lord, send me. Take more time out of my life, more time out of my gifts. Call me, Lord, use me, lay me aside to give myself for you in this church like I've never been able to give before. And that's caring for an elder. As we come to the Lord's table today, the table reminds us just how serious God was about our salvation. The table reminds us just how serious God was about that. And it's where we see the great shepherd laying down his life for his sheep. The table that challenges us how serious God still is about his flock and the order and strength of his church. As we come to the table, remember, this is God's church. We're here together to love him, to find him, to share him with any that'll listen, and to draw them in to hear the love of Christ and to celebrate that together. And we all have different levels of responsibility and caring, but do not ever forget, I respect you, I love you, I will help you, I'll encourage you, I will pray for you, for one another, including our new elders. Let us pray. Father, as we come to your table this morning, we ask you, Lord, to be with us as we remember, Lord, how serious your church is, your work is. You gave your only self and son, Jesus Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God, to die, to bear the sins of the world. You let his body be humiliated and beaten and broken and killed so he could bear our sins. You rose him from the dead to declare to us new life in Christ. And Lord, as we partake of these elements, help us to realize how serious and how joyful it is to be in your plan. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.